The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to Chicago's theater, cabaret, and dining experiences is brought to you in part by Howard from Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard's your guy. 312-332-5999. HowardFrom.com. State Farm Insurances. Offices of Dan De La Cruz. Call 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Purely Meats. Meat that can't be beat. PurelyMeat.com, 773-731-3180. And Rose Pest Solutions, serving the area for over 160 years. Call 1-800-GOT-PESTS, RosePestControl.com. And a happy brisk Sunday to our friends out there.
It stopped raining. It's wonderful.
It didn't rain today. Did it rain today?
No, this is the perfect weekend. It's all week we had rain, and then Friday night came.
Yeah, we had to be yesterday. We were out there all day at soccer. We had soccer games. We had softball games. Well, it's Al Breslov and Frank Metzger with Around the Town Chicago. We're happy to be here. Happy to be alive on this beautiful Sunday.
It's nice.
And it's getting close to Halloween. And the most important thing, everyone, all the theaters are opening. Things have been hectic. Things are wild. And there's lots and lots of things to read on AroundTheTownChicago.com. We've not just Frank, not just me. We've had everybody we know who reviews for us out there doing
stuff. There is so much opening. I haven't had a week like this in almost 16, 17 months.
Yeah, you haven't gone to the theater this much in a long time. Because we were babysitting the grandkids, and Jane's been so busy with that Frank had to sit and fill it in for her. And all the shows that she missed some winners. Okay, our phone number here, boys and girls, 773-763-9278. For those of you who are computer savvy and you want to listen to us on the computer, watch us as well, www.wcpt820.com. And I got to tell you, this was an exciting week. It was really, really fun. We went to, at the Den Theater, we went on Monday night, and we saw a play about, it's got some Spanish in it. It's got a little bit of Spanish. How'd you do with the Spanish part?
I learned that when Spanish people yell and scream, they're just like Italians. They just say a lot of words, and you don't understand it, but you get the gist of what they're saying.
You always get the gist, and they do the same kind of gestures.
They got the hand down
real good. All right, so the name of the play is Y Tu Abuela, Where Is She? And it's at the Den Theater, which is a wonderful little complex with lots of different theaters, and they have a nice little lounge area where you can get a bar, a drink. They are not taking the drinks in there. It's right. A smaller theater. It's very intimate, and they are following the rules of wearing the masks, and that's fine. I have some tickets to give away to the show.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to make a contest out of it. Okay, here's the situation. The tickets are for either Thursday or Friday of this week only. So you have to be able to go Thursday night or Friday night to the Den Theater. All you have to do is call 773-763-9278, and we'll make sure that you get those tickets. It's very, very important that you don't call if you are not able to go. Okay, there's no sense in it. I think you'll love it. I know I did. Frank loved it. I mean, everybody seemed to be having a good time.
It makes you think. It's one of those plays where on the way home you're talking to other people about it. And even at work the next day in the operating room, we discussed the contents of it.
Right, because part of the content is genetically modifying your family and what's going to be. Is it going to be a thing? Is it not going to be a thing? They make you think about it quite a bit. So the number, 773-763-9278. Now, before we get into all the other stuff, I want to tell people what happened last week. Before we're going to talk to Rose Pest Control today.
Okay.
The reason that Janelle couldn't be available last week was when Rose Pest Control goes out to lots of children's things and they put on a little thing about bugs and flies and
they
all that.
They bring in a little mouse?
You know,
a little
and she, normally they have somebody who's dressed up as a bumblebee, Mr. Bumblebee. Mr. Bumblebee didn't show up. So Janelle has access to the second suit, I guess. Janelle became Mr. Bumblebee. It's very hard to talk on the radio while you're Mr. Bumblebee in front of a bunch of kids at the, I think it was at the Kohl's Museum on top of it. So that's why we couldn't get hold of her. We did talk during the week. She will be on. We did send out everybody who calls in. Now, when we have that section, it'll be later on. Anything you have to do about pests, having pests or flies or bugs or whatever they are, if you call in at that time to talk to Janelle, she'll answer your question. Everybody who calls in will get a $50 card that allows them to get their first service at from Rose Pest Control.
Well, I got two questions for her already.
All right. Okay. We know we still have Greg from last week. We sent him his card, so he's going to call and take advantage of that $50. But he did have a problem with chipmunks, and they were, it wasn't Alvin and
it wasn't the cute ones.
It wasn't Christmas time is here. So we saw Where Is She? We saw an unbelievable production of Shakespeare's As You Like It.
Do you know how Shakespeare Theater creates things that actually go worldwide? They go to New York and stuff. This is one that's got to go, just like Six Wives did. This was
That was the same thing. That was Shakespeare. But this, here's the beauty of this show. People who don't understand or want to sit through a Shakespearean play,
they'll sit through this.
Yeah, they're going to sit through this because there are 20 Beatles songs. They are, it's just really cool.
Whoever thought, I mean, of course I know who it is, because his name's right here, Darryl Colvin, but whoever thought of putting Beatles music to Shakespeare is a wonderful
idea.
Think
about it now, maybe they can do that with Elton John. Maybe they can do that with some of the others. It's, you know, who knows? It worked. It worked. It had a great cast. It was a dynamite production. If you've love Shakespeare. If you're a real purist, you might have a problem with it.
No. I loved it. Yeah. And here's the strange thing. I didn't even think it was Shakespeare.
Well, yeah, you didn't know at all.
I didn't know what the heck was going on. Because you got there before me.
I always get there before you.
And of course, even though I was on time, they have a pre-show, which started,
right. Well, the pre-show is really nothing. It's just fun and getting people in the mood because they have a whole thing with a wrestling match. And it's all about wrestling for power, wrestling for money. Uh-huh. And that's what the whole show is about. As You Like It is about wrestling for power and money.
But the way they changed that set from that, it looked like I thought that was the permanent set, that wrestling when you walked in. But way they moved that around, it was just unbelievable. It's an excellent show.
It's a super production. Everybody, if you really, really owe it to yourself, and if you've got a teenager who is going to learn about Shakespeare, it's a great way to start them.
Yeah.
Okay. What else did we see? We went to Second City. And I love what they did seating-wise at Second City. For those of you who've been to Second City over the years, you know that the audience participates, and they're sitting right up close, right to touching the stage. Not anymore. For COVID, they've redesigned everything, and we literally were in we would have been in the fourth table back. We were the first row, so we were a good 15 to 20 feet away from the stage. They still picked on people in our row, people that we know. Luckily, not us, so we were kind of out of it. But we did have a wonderful evening, and they still know how to make you laugh.
Did you really, really like it?
I liked most of it, yes.
Okay, that's the thing, some of it. I'm used to Second City from the 70s and 80s, and, I've been to Rose was actually, went to their school back in the 70s.
Really?
And her best friend, who was was Kathy Hunt, her younger sister, was Bonnie Hunt, who's a Second City graduate.
I know.
So we went to a lot of these shows.
You know, we lived in a townhouse that was Bonnie Hunt's townhouse.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, we lived in Lincoln Park.
And I want to thank Kathy Hunt, if you're listening, because I told her about the show, because she was at my birthday party 2 weeks ago, which surprised the heck out of me to show up. But I'm used to really great stuff, and they had 14 months to come up with something.
Well, no, they really didn't have 14 months because they didn't know when and where and how.
But
here's the thing.
Needed something.
There's some things that will work as time goes on. Remember, when they haven't done an improv, They write a show, and then as they play, as the audience reacts to things, they will get back into it. They will start making changes. They'll improvise because of the audience. Because instead of yelling things out like the audience normally does, they give you instructions on how to text to them, and then they put them on a screen. So some of the text things were a little difficult, and they couldn't really be as creative. I think having a smaller audience and people coming to the early show haven't started to drink a lot yet, so they're not ready for prime time.
Yeah, it needed a little work to become prime time. I have to admit that. I like some of the ideas. Don't get me wrong.
Some of the storylines were great. And one of the things I look at when I go to some of these shows is which of the people that were on that stage could easily work their way to be Saturday Night Live people.
And there was one or two there that I could actually see eventually moving up.
Yeah, I see three.
You saw three?
Yeah, okay. I saw three. The big guy, definitely.
Oh, the one from Hawaii?
Yeah. He's really good. He just reminded me a lot of Belushi, the Belushi guy.
He had the belly of Belushi.
Yeah, well, somebody had to have it. But it was a fun evening, and it was good to get back live and seeing the comedy stuff get to go. So, and speaking of shows that are live, I want to give away some tickets. Nobody's calling yet. I know they're all watching the Bears lose. But while we're doing this, there is a show at the Genesee in Waukegan that is going to be Sunday, October 24th. Okay. It's called I Am King, the Michael Jackson Experience. And this is something that will be, it's just the one day. It's next Sunday. Is that next Sunday? Yeah, it is next Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, today's the, because, yeah. Today, yeah, next Sunday.
So it's next Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Genesee. I have four tickets. If you really love Michael Jackson, this guy is supposed to be very, very good. It's a live, jaw-dropping show that will have you awestruck from the very start. Look-alike Michael Firestone nails the part right down to his kicks and spins. And the voice is so similar, you're going to think he's lip-syncing. So, 773-763-9278. But only if you can use them. It is a one-night thing, and I'm going to have to figure out a way to get them to you because I have actually hard tickets, and I guess I can mail them to you and get them for you, or we can go drop them off somewhere.
I'm not faxing.
You can't fax them.
I mean, you could scan them and then send them in an email.
Oh, maybe I can. I'll have to check with the theater and make sure we can do that. But 773-763-9278. If you're somebody who would love to do something special and can't normally afford doing something like that, then let's do it. Let's get you going there. I want to give away things that I have to give away. Take them.
I've got to find, you probably know it. Is there an organization where you can donate last minute tickets?
I don't know that. There used to be years ago, there was a couple places, but now people are just not running around. People are not doing it.
I have to figure that out because, like, yesterday I had tickets to a comedian, Choi Choi. He's a South Korean comedian.
I know.
I've never been to his show, but I bought the tickets back in 2019. And they were for a 220 show, which, of course, got canceled till now. But, of course, I couldn't go. And I tried giving them to friends, but then some friends couldn't go. So at noon yesterday, they go, I can't go. So what should I do with these tickets? I'm trying. And I said, there's got to be a place where I can quickly donate.
I didn't know about it. If you would have told me, I would have probably helped you. I could have done something for you.
Okay, so because now they make it tough because everything is through Ticketmaster.
Everything is printed. They don't give you a ticket printed.
Yeah, they don't give you a printed, and you can't, and everything's downloaded to a phone, and you can't make a picture of it, and you have to actually
It's very awkward.
Very difficult.
I had tickets. They sent me the tickets for Hamilton up in Milwaukee instead of sending them to the lady who did the review. So I had to forward them to her and ask her to make sure she contacted me afterwards to make sure that she could really take them, get them on her phone.
Yeah, because
she had to show those.
Because you have to accept it, and then you lose that, and then you lose anything, so that they have to send it back to you if you have to make changes.
It's very, very, very complicated. It's just a book. We have to make the adjustments because it's like we were at a place yesterday where they didn't take money.
Really?
You could only use a credit card or a debit card, no cash allowed. And then somebody told me this morning at Boulding that they went to a place where they don't give you change. So if you give them $13, your bill's $13, you give them $15. They will give you the singles, but if there's any change in there, they won't give it to you. So let's say it was $13.01. They're not going to give you...
They're just... Well, you know what? Now, some places like McDonald's does it. You can round up so that the money goes to Ronald McDonald House or to a charity.
Yeah.
That I'm okay
with. Okay. Yeah, that's okay, but not going to the boss.
Not going to... Yeah.
And not going to the manager who's sitting back there saying, hey, make sure it comes in a 1. Make sure it ends up in a 01.
No. Okay. Especially when it's 1202.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd like some quarters, please, for the guy. I got a washing machine. No, there's no more quarters anymore, mister. You got to buy the washing machine. Buy your own.
I was shocked with that. You can't even put money in the washing and drying machines anymore. It's all a card.
Yeah, now they do it by card. All the places have cards or they have a token.
Yeah.
Different thing. All right. Do we have somebody? Is Pat on? Pat?
Yes.
How are you, Pat?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm great. So, can you get to Waukegan?
Yes, that's where I'm from originally.
Oh, okay. All right. So, have you ever seen, have you ever been to the Genesee Theater?
Oh, I used to go there in my youth, yes.
Yes, okay.
Well, that wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, it was just, last week? All right, so we're gonna do this. We're going to take your information off the air, and you can use all 4?
You know, I can.
Okay, then we're going to get you all 4. We'll figure out how to get them to. We'll take all your information. I will get back to you a little bit later today or tomorrow with making the arrangements on how to get them in your hands, okay?
Is there a date that you have to go?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the date is Sunday, October 24th, 7 p.m.
Next Sunday.
Oh, that is fabulous. No, that's great.
All right, okay. You got them. They're yours. Okay.
Thank you. So
Stay on the line. Devin will take all your information. Devin, make sure you get all the information accurate. Okay, thank you. Devin's now a sportscaster at night.
Now he doesn't.
Second
fiddle.
Yeah, he lost his penmanship. He used to write a lot clearer, but now he's worried about, poor Bears.
Poor Bears. Oh.
So we had a lot of coverage of other things. I don't know if you looked at the website to see what's going on. But
what do you think's on my computer screen right now?
So, Hamilton in Milwaukee. Great production, and here's the beauty. Hamilton is a lot less expensive in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, a lot
Parking
less.
Is like almost a giveaway when you go there because it's like $15 to park. You can get a good meal anywhere for a good price, and it's an easy drive.
And
so
yeah.
Hamilton is there, and I think there's some special things for students where it can be as low as $49 to go see Hamilton.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Then in Oak Park... Julia went to see The Madness of Edgar Allan Poe in Oak Park.
And he was mad.
Yes, he was. And the Metropolis inside now is open with Legally Blonde. Oh. And we have a new writer who lives in the suburbs. Her name is Edie Reese, who is a friend of Julia's, who has written a lot of different things. And I've been talking with her because she would like to go to some of the suburban things that I can't always get to, even though I'm in the suburbs.
You have a way of picking up and meeting people. I mean, I walk into the Den Theater, and there you are talking to this beautiful 20-something-year-old girl.
Yeah, she was trying to pick me up.
Oh, was she? Okay, so it was her. Okay, I got in late for that. But you have a way of just talk. And she wants to now write, too, in Spanish.
Right. She's going to she's going to cover stuff for us in Spanish. And she had a problem with trying to make one that we tried to do. But she is going to one, I believe, this next week, and she's covering it. I talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Always have. And of course, Jane always says, why do you talk to people? Why do you talk to people?
You know, the guy with the gun, why are you talking to him?
Yeah. I'm putting the gun down. No, Frank is the one you want to shoot, not me. It's the other guy. He's the co-host. He's here.
Throw the co-host into the way.
Last week, we were talking about Janelle, and we're going to have her come on. We had a phone call from one of our really good friends, Paul Lesnick from WGN, who came in and when rescued us. We had a little, instead of having quiet time, we had something to talk about. We talked about some of the things, and he joined us the other night at Second City. He sat right the table next to us. Paul's going to be doing something, and this is something for those who are theater lovers. Something very special is what's going on. Porchlight Music Theater is doing their annual fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty expensive evening, but I will tell people it's Wednesday, this Wednesday, at the Galleria Marchetti on Erie Street.
I know where that is.
The Icons Gala is chaired by Bill Curtis and Donna LaPietra, and honorary chair Patricia Moda. Paul Lesnick will be having a discussion with Cheetah Rivera.
Really?
And musical performances saluting Cheetah Rivera's incredible career. Single tickets are available. They're $350. There is a VIP meet and greet ticket that's $500. And that includes an exclusive cocktail reception with Cheetah Rivera in attendance.
Oh.
So you can raise a glass.
I can kiss the finger?
Right, and you go, L'chaim, to life, L'chaim. So you can do all that. So tickets are available, 773-777-9884, extension 1, or porchlightmusictheater.org. You know, it would really be nice. Paul, maybe you could suggest, because I know Paul's listening, why don't you suggest to them that after the production is done, that they make it available for people to watch this big gala so that they, and maybe they make a donation of some kind. They make a, they, at the end, they can just make a donation to Porchlight. Why not do that? It's going to be a beautiful evening. And then some of the people who aren't sure about things watching it might just say, you know what? Next time they do this, I'm going to go. Because there's lots of things that are going on there. The presentation, the Luminary Award is going to Rick and Deanne Bayless and the Bayless Family Foundation. So there's all kinds of different things going on. And we're going to be going this Friday. We're going to see Rick Bayless's new show called Disaster, which is at the theater that's in a restaurant that's reopened, Petarino. So we're going to be going doing that. I think Paul was there last week and saw it.
So tell Paul, you know what? If he lets me film for my show, I'll even buy a ticket, and as long as I can meet Cheetah and interview her.
Okay, Paul, you listening?
I'll buy a ticket.
Okay, we might have just sold the ticket. Okay. All right, so we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back. Oh, and then we're going to talk to, we're going to, about what's bugging you, and I'll tell you, we'll talk to a lot of people about that, hopefully. And then Frank's going to tell us about his experience at a haunted house that he went to.
This is the best.
Yeah, he went to Joliet Prison and he saw his old buddies and and said, I'm here. And they said, we know. So let's take a few and then we'll come back with and we'll talk to Janelle Lacino, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. Frank, you're Italian. L-A-C-C-I-N-O. Lacino?
Oh, please. I have Alzheimer's.
I'll figure it out.
During the break.
Okay. Figure it out. Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches. Diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours, too. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there.
Mice get in, wasps build nests, ants invade kitchens. Pests happen. Rose Pest Solution has been protecting health, homes, businesses, and the environment in America for over 160 years. Trust the experts at Rose for all your residential and commercial pest prevention needs.
I've used Rose now for 23 years. They know my kids, they know my dogs, they know exactly where the spiders like to hang out. And if there's ever any problem, as we know, there's always things that pop up. They come back to take care of it at no extra charge. They're trustworthy. They're a local family business. They do good things for our community. I wouldn't go with anyone else.
Rose has been keeping my restaurant free of pests for 11 years, and now we have them doing sanitation services for us, too. They're prompt, you can pay online, and they inform me when there are things that need to be repaired to help prolong the effects of their work. Rose is the best.
For a free quote for your home or business, call 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com today.
And we are back. How are we doing? We got Janelle today. She's not playing Mr. Bumblebee. Janelle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday to you. And now you're not bumblebeeing around, so you're not. We don't have you.
Nope.
You know, they had a flight of the bumblebee. I was going to play that. I should have brought that with. Before you came on, we could have had the blah, 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 blah. All right, so I want to introduce everybody. You are with Rose Pest. Do they like Rose Pest Control or Rose Pest Services?
It's Rose Pest Solutions.
Solutions. Okay. You're all wrong.
Okay. Let's fix that. Okay.
Option C.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
Rose Pest Solutions. But our website is rosepestcontrol.com.
That's right. That's what we have on our website. So people can link to it from aroundthetownchicago.com. You can link right to it. So, people out there, if you have any kind of question, what's bugging you, what problems you have with things, call 773-763-9278. Not only will you get a gift certificate from Rose, but we will give you one of our restaurants, too. We'll take care of you so you have a place to eat as well. So we'll take care of you.
Well, here's a good question. Now that it's fall time, the little critters need to be warm. They're going to be coming into the house. How do you rodent-proof your house?
Oh, yeah, it's a great time of year to do a lap around the outside of the house and make sure things are buttoned up before the S word hits the ground, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, we know that word.
but be on the lookout for gaps and little, you know, crevices around your windows. Maybe you've got some holes in your screens that need to be repaired. It's little things like that that critters will take advantage of. And I'm talking, you know, stink bugs, box elder bugs, those Asian beetles that look like ladybugs, but they're imposters.
Oh, yeah.
Even spiders and all kinds of things. And okay, so with the rodents, here's the thing to remember about mice. They can fit into an opening the size of a dime. So if you are, you know, walking around the outside of the house and you see a dime size hole anywhere, you can invite, you're basically inviting a family of mice in for the winter.
That's true.
And they are always in families. So I had one of our callers texted us, her name is Julie in Northbrook. She has a dog who seems to be bringing baby mice into the house after she's played with them and killed them. But there's probably more out there, right?
That's right. Where you see one, there's usually a family of 6 to 12 behind that one somewhere. So this is not just a one-time, you know, occurrence or appearance. You're dealing with families of these things. It's never just one.
Okay. And then we had a call last week from Greg in Vernon Hills, who might be already calling the company, but because he got a certificate already. But he had something with chipmunks, and it wasn't Alvin and Theodore, and they weren't singing. So,
oh, man. You know, chipmunks are forever going to plague residential neighborhoods. And if you think about it, you know, where before houses were there, trees were there. And so we kind of took their houses away, you know, but that's kind of the case when you're dealing with pest control. It's always figuring out a balance between humans and nature, right? Like, we don't want to kill everything off, but sometimes things get a little too close for comfort, and chipmunks are notorious for damaging landscaping and digging holes. And if you've got kids running in a yard, that could be really, really dangerous.
So if they do pest service, you know, they spray things, and you have a dog, and the dog plays in the backyard as well. Is it treatment that you use? Not going to hurt the dog is my question.
Exactly. Everything that we do is conscious of pets. I'm talking dogs, cats, birds, fish, everything, and small children too. We're used to being in sensitive environments. We provide services for medical facilities even. So that's always going to be something that we evaluate first before any product is used. And I have to say too, products have really come a long way since the 80s and 90s. You know, we don't always spray something. That's not always the solution, especially like with the chipmunk thing. It's a matter of, you know, making your property less attractive to these things in the first place, and prevention is really the key.
Got it. All right, looks like we have somebody calling in. Okay. Eduardo's calling in. Okay, Eduardo? Hello, Eduardo.
Yeah, how you doing now, Alan? Yeah.
How you doing?
Everyone. Good. I had a good time at Apple Fest a couple weeks ago in the marathon last week. Ah. Good to see stuff like that out there.
Yeah, wow. Chicago's alive.
Yeah, it's alive, well, and doing well. And what's Kris Kringle Market? What is that?
Well, that's the market that they have yearly between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, they got the ornaments. You got the...
The one at the Daly Center.
Okay.
Yeah, right, the one at the Daly Center, Wrigley, Naperville. Yeah.
Okay, now, do you have a pest question for us?
Do you have a pest problem? Not your neighbor.
I do not. No, I do not. I'm sorry. I'm glad to say no. Yeah.
Okay, well, happy you can say no. So, where do you live in?
I'm over here on the southwest side, Garfield Ridge, Midway Airport area.
Okay. I don't have anything out there in the south side. You got any, you like coming up to Skokie? You want to come to the north side? The garage is back.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
We're going to send you to the garage. You got some new management there. I went there and picked up gift certificates today, so we're going to send you to the garage.
Okay.
You'll love the food is really, really good. And if you go on a Sunday, there's a Bears game going on. They got about, I don't know, 100 TV screens all over, so you can watch the Bears lose with everybody else. So
stay on the line.
Stay on the line. We'll get your information. And if you have a pest problem, call Rose Pest Control. Rose Pest Solutions.
Solutions.
We're going to solution.
Now, here's a question for you. I just had my house, they came in and did the brickwork. They were spraying it and all that. And I've got a nest of bees behind the window, the cover.
Oh.
So now, I asked him, are they wasps or they're bees? And he couldn't tell the difference. Because if they're bees, I don't want to kill bees. If they're wasps,
yeah, exactly.
that's a different story. So
right.
I'm thinking, do I just go in there and caulk them in there? Or do I have you guys come out and find a solution to this?
Honestly, this is such a great question for this time of year. And I know Eduardo mentioned an apple orchard, too. There are wasps and yellow jackets everywhere right now. And so just like all the other bugs that we were talking about before, they're seeking kind of harborage areas out of the elements to, you know, have a safe place over the winter. I highly recommend don't seal anything up that's active. And this applies with animals. This applies with, you know, insects of all kinds. Caulking that before treating it is going to shove them further into the interiors of your house. And you do not want to be waking up with bee stings.
No, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, it's amazing. We went to a soccer game and softball games for my granddaughter. And we went to this concession stand. And they had... were the soda and juices out of this big machine. And there must have been 40 or 50 insects flying around it because I guess the sweetness, they're going after the sweetness. So I was going to get something. I said, I'll take a bottle of Gatorade. I don't want to get anything.
Yeah, it's very common. They're going to be after sugary sweet things, and also they like raw meat. So even if you're cooking out at this time of year, if you've got a tray of chicken that's about to go on the grill, they'd be after that too.
Really? I never knew that. Yeah. So if you were to put your steaks and stuff on the grill and leave the grill open, would they go?
Not if it's hot, no. But I'm talking like you're preparing your car.
So if you have it on the side.
When I bring chicken or meat out and I put it on a tray and I'm getting the grill ready, they're flying all over that. And of course,
they're hungry.
But then I realize I don't worry too much. Like, the heat's going to kill them.
but they get the meat before you get there.
So. But anyways, back to the story about the window nest you've got going on. When we come and take a look at it, we very first of all inspect the area, figure out exactly what species of insect we're dealing with, and we do not kill honeybees. Right. We have a network of beekeepers throughout Chicagoland that we work with, and we'll actually contact them to come and collect them because it's a very precious thing, you know?
I'm wondering, is there honey growing in between my windows?
It could be, you know, that's happened before, and a lot of times too in bad cases it'll present itself like it looks like mold coming through a wall. It definitely happens. But regardless, you know, figuring out exactly what it is and the best way to get them out, you know, physically get them out, and then you can plug it up, that's the best way to go.
I'll definitely be calling you guys tomorrow.
We had last week was something about this, and you mentioned it earlier, it's called the stink bug.
Yeah.
What are they?
They are an invasive crop pest that came over from, I believe it was China.
Everything comes from China.
That's a Trump bug. It's the Trump bug.
Everything comes from China.
But the reason you're seeing them now is because farmers are, you know, they're harvesting their fields, their crops are coming down, and just like we talked about building houses and natural habitats, these invasive stink bug critters live in like corn stalks and in foliage and things like that. So naturally, as soon as those come down, they're flying to the nearest thing, and that's our home.
And if you kill them, they let off a smell. Is that why they're called stink?
Yes, they smell like rotten cilantro. If you've ever had some produce so bad in your fridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It turns all mildewy, and yeah, I've had it.
All right. So, okay, that's a lesson learned.
Smash them. Instead of smashing them, use a vacuum, and then just take the vacuum container outside right away and empty it, and you can even rinse it out and stuff, but they will stink.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to smash them because it's going to come back to haunt you. Okay. All right.
And, well, I mean, they don't bite. They don't stink or anything. I mean, no, they don't sting, rather. They stink.
Stink, right. It stinks with a K. Okay.
But there is something we can do preventatively for that, too. So.
All right, so people should call Rose Pest Solutions, and the number is 1-800-GOT-PESTS or 1-800-GOT-PESTS. I said it like a question, okay? Because it's supposed to.
Okay. You got it.
And their website is rosepestcontrol.com. And if you go to Around the Town Chicago, you'll see their ad will pop up. Just click it. It takes you right there. And this is going to be every month. Every month we're going to have you on. And people, just save your questions. Or you can text them or you can fax them. You can just send them by email. And we'll be happy to take care of them, and she'll answer your questions, and we'll get somebody out from Rose to take care of your problems. Frank, they're going to be out there as soon as you call.
I'm calling them tomorrow to get them out Wednesday.
Okay, we got to take care of
it. Beautiful.
Janelle, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to next month where we talk about what's bugging me.
Sounds great. Thanks
have a
for
good day.
Me.
Have a good
you
week.
Bye
bye.
Yeah, that's yeah. They're all over now. This, you know, fall, they want to come in. But did you ever notice underneath your doors, there's a molding, there's a rubber molding to keep out pests,
right.
And that wears out because of the opening and closing and hitting.
Yeah, don't open and close the door. Just stay in.
Because I noticed that going down the stairs today, you can actually see sunlight through the bottom of the door.
Then you got a problem. Yeah, you got to redo that. They have some that we have one door that has that on it. The big black.
Yeah.
And it does look like when you're opening and closing the door, sometimes it looks like it's not connected, but it is. It just looks that way. So, All right, so want to tell people about a few things that are happening, okay, coming up, going along. Artists Lounge Live is going to be back again. The holidays, you know when the holidays are coming because everything's starting to show. But Marriott Theater will be bringing back Angela Ingersoll. You remember our friend Angela.
Yes.
And Angela will not be doing her Judy Garland show. She's doing a show called The 12 Dames of Christmas, where she does a dozen different divas, including Judy Garland, of course. She does Julie Andrews, Janis Joplin, and a whole bunch more. That's Monday.
You have to be drunk to play her.
But yeah, she does it. December 6th, December 7th at Marriott. It's a special show. And then, of course, Heidi Ketterning, who we just saw at Shakespeare Theater.
She was wonderful.
One of the roles she plays, the front part, where you missed that part, she plays Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, did she?
Nobody came. It was all the lonely people. But she's doing her show. She does a marvelous, marvelous show that is basically, she doesn't try to imitate in any way, shape, or form. She does her show, which is the Karen Carpenter. And it's the music of Karen Carpenter, and she just does a marvelous job of bringing the feeling and the warmth and the beauty of what Karen Carpenter brought to this world. It's called Merry Christmas, Darling, and it's Heidi Ketterning. She sings Karen Carpenter, but again, she doesn't try to imitate. She just does Heidi, and she is...
And she just has the perfect voice for it.
Yeah, she just carries it off so well, so beautifully. And that's going to be December 13th and 14th. On a Monday and Tuesday. So some of these are done when theaters are normally dark. So we're taking advantage of those dark theaters by doing something. For those who are big on Cirque du Soleil and looking for where we're going to get that back, Madison Square Garden Entertainment is doing a show called 'Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil. And that's going to be November 26th through December 5th, and that's going to be at the Chicago Theater, which doesn't get used for shows that often.
No.
But I guess the stage is high enough
and big enough.
Huge.
Ever been?
Yeah, the building is high enough where they can do that, where they can put on these kind of shows. We did see one there, I want to say it was 4 or 5 years ago, they did a Cirque du Soleil, and they actually had people walking around handing out boxes of popcorn and doing the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to that.
I've seen all the ones that we do in tents. Remember?
Right. Normally that's what they do. But if you... Yeah, you have a theater that can do it.
If you got the
stage, you might as well take advantage of it, okay? So we'll do that one. Cole Candy, your good friends,
yes.
Cole Candy, are coming back with they're doing a premiere of a play called 100 Days. It's a musical by the Bengsons, Bengsons, and the book is by them and Sarah Gonter, directed by the director's name is Lucky Stiff.
Really?
That's what it says. I'm just reading it.
Is this one of those new gender neutral names?
I don't know, but the name is Lucky Stiff.
That's the name, Lucky Stiff.
I'm like, he's one lucky stiff. So it's a...
I'm going to have to text John on that one. Who's Lucky Stiff?
They were supposed to do this. I guess they closed. They opened it, and they closed the same day. Back in before the pandemic. So this is one of the shows that was closed back then. So it's going to be from November 7th through January 9th at the Chopin Theater. So a lot of things are going to be at the Chopin. So that's nice to know, which is normally the House Theater does everything there, but evidently they're renting it out for other things. So we're looking forward to learning more about this. It's an uncensored, exhilarating, and heart-rendering true story about embracing uncertainty, taking a leap and loving as if you only had 100 days left to live. So,
that's a good
topic. It's a heck of a topic.
What would you do if somebody just told you have 100 days?
I would say, are you crazy?
Are
you out of your mind? Come on. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? 100 days, man.
So, yesterday was Saturday. Early in the morning, our granddaughter had a baseball game, and then she had another baseball game, and then she had another baseball game, and then she had to go to Barrington. We were in, we were like 100 miles away. So we come back to Barrington, and she's telling us about a thing that a place called Crumble, C-R-U-M-B-L. Now, if you heard the name C-R-U-M-B-L, what would you think of?
Cheese.
You
blue
would?
I would think blue cheese.
Now, there's a saying.
Or feta.
That's the way the
cookie. It's a cookie.
It's a cookie place. Cookie. I saw Cookie Monster.
I should have known with you it had to be.
It was Cookie. So we ended up going there, and we met the guy. They're opening up more stores, but this one's in Schaumburg, and I think they have one in Wicker Park, and I think they have one. Here's the neat thing.
The cookies are all broken?
Every week, there's different kinds of cookies. So it isn't like you can go there unless you go there. They have two cookies that they always have. But otherwise, they have four different specialty flavors to enjoy. Their menu rotates every week. Their milk chocolate and their chilled sugar cookies are always available.
Chilled sugar cookies.
Yeah, I have no idea what that one was. We got a bunch of cookies, and we're going to be going. We're going to be bringing some cookies here.
Oh, okay.
So that we're going to be tasting them and talking about them, so that we'll get some cookies to bring here. Devin, you'll get a cookie, I promise you. All right, because Devin was, I could see the tears rolling out of his eyes that Paul's going to get it. He's not. We'll make sure everybody gets it. But yeah, they have a sugar cookie, they have a milk chocolate chip, they have a confetti cake, Buckeye brownie. Cinnamon swirl, circus animal, honey graham cracker, Butterfinger, classic peanut butter, Nutella, Oreo, churro, chocolate caramel, cookies and cream, raspberry lemonade, pink velvet. I've never heard of so many kinds of cookies.
I know, they got a lot there.
I was waiting for Maurice Linnell to be out the door.
And so they're located in Barrington, huh?
No, they're not. The Barrington is where we went. You're really paying attention here. It's going to be a quiz. They're in Schaumburg.
Oh, don't give me a quiz.
You're in big trouble. We had a little quiz for you. All right, so I still want to give away. I'm still waiting to give away something. We didn't give away everything. So why are people calling in? How are the Bears doing? What's going on?
Exciting final 3 minutes of the game. Bears down by 10.
Ah, okay. So they have exciting
with
3 minutes.
With the ball marching down the field, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I know. So a lot of you are going to wait for till that's over, and we won't hear from you today. Next week, I think they're playing later or before. Or,
I believe so. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked that far.
Yeah, that's the only competition we have, I think, is those Bears. The Bears.
There's not that many games. There's only 12 we have to deal with.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be anywhere after.
Yeah, they won't be now.
Unless a miracle happens, and there's not that many miracles. Okay, so what's that else? I got a thing of the Athenaeum. How do you say it? You say it?
Athenaeum.
The Athenaeum.
I can never pronounce it.
Center now. It's not the theater anymore.
Oh, really?
It's not called the theater. It's now called the Athenaeum Center for Thought and Culture. Okay, Frank's mind is going a mile a minute trying to figure out what does that mean.
What the hell does that mean?
It is a broader vision and renovating the building. They're going to make the building a little nicer, but they are going to be, I guess, doing different things. So they're going to have a unique state-of-the-art event space in the heart of Chicago for pre- and post-show events, conferences, lectures, and other gatherings. So,
well, they do have the room for all that.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is changing it and fixing it so it's no longer going to be
just
a theater. They might have room for a show here and a show there to tie in with something, but I wish them the best of luck. I never enjoyed sitting in some of those theaters. The one downstairs wasn't bad. But
yeah, the main theater wasn't bad, but the ones upstairs, they were small.
Sometimes I had to put my legs over the thing to sit in the seat, and I had to take two rows of seats to get, and I'm not that tall. So my legs are not that long that we had a problem with that. Okay, so we got that one taken care of. There is another show that's going to be in. I don't know who Dan Butler is, but they're going to be doing a show called When Harry Met Rehab, a comedy that takes sobriety seriously, based loosely on the real-life experience of Chicago sports radio personality Harry Tenowitz.
Tenowitz.
Okay. Dan Butler will star as Harry, best known for his role as Bulldog for 7 seasons on Frasier, is going to be doing this show, and this is going to be at the Greenhouse. This is going to be November 24th. It's previews and December 5th. It'll open. strange show for the holidays.
Yeah, that's a strange
but
one.
But it's nice to know the greenhouse is going to be open a little bit more, because right now all they have is the nun.
Right.
You know, she's doing her show there.
She's probably upstairs in that smaller theater.
I'm sure she is. And yeah. I don't know if this one's, you know, it's only, it looks like it's a one-man show. Oh, no, no, she's going to have other people. Ora Jones is going to be in it, Elizabeth Laidlaw from Shakespeare Theater, Keith Gallagher. Yeah, there's going to be a few people. So it's not a one-man show. Which is what the original thing made me think about, okay? Another thing that's going on is the American Blues Theater. Our good friend Wendy sent me some information. They're doing a musical benefit called Dead Ringers for Dead Singers. How's that for something?
That's pretty good.
That's going to be October 29th. It is under the continued leadership of Wendy Whiteside. They're going to do a costume party with live entertainment to benefit the American Blues Theater. This will be at their American Blues rehearsal space on Lawrence and Ravenswood, 4809 North Ravenswood, or you can do it by Zoom. The information is available. Tickets are $25, may be purchased at AmericanBluesTheater.com or 773-654-3103. The cocktail reception will be a little hard to do on Zoom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can pour your own, make
pour
your own.
Yeah.
I don't know how else you can do it. But here's what's really neat about it. There are people, the host is Bloody Holly, which is artistic affiliate Zachary Stevenson, who did the Buddy Holly show.
Okay.
Okay, so he's going to be Bloody Holly. It's clever.
That's clever.
And I have a feeling.
And it's a specialty
of our other, I have a feeling that some of our friends like Mike Mahler and Dara and a lot of the other people who are really, really, like, will be there and will do stuff.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And I don't know if we're doing
Halloween,
time.
Because Halloween always brings out the good stuff. You know, I went to the haunted prison.
Yes, you did. You went to Joliet Prison, visited your
friends. Go to Joliet Prison. This, you know what, there's tons of haunted houses. This has gone to the extremes. They really spent the money. I highly recommend it. It's off of Route 66, and it's in Joliet.
Route 66.
Route 66. You call it Route?
Steph will get very mad at you. It's Route 66.
Is it Route? Why do I say? I don't know. It depends on where you're from.
Okay, yeah, I guess Route. If you're Italian.
Because the song's not Get Your Kicks at Route 66. It's Get Your Kicks at Route 66.
Okay. They got to change the spelling. You know?
Yeah, okay.
But it's worth going to. It's the old prison. Built in 1858.
So and it's still standing.
Still standing. That typical brick look that you see at the water tower, you know, the pumping stations, has that look. They redid everything inside, and they really spent the money. And you go throughout two floors of cells and horrors and
so
stuff.
So did you have stairs to go up to?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't climb a pole or anything?
You have to go upstairs and stuff. Then you go out to the courtyard where you have to shoot the zombies. So they actually give you one of those nice little taser leg rifles, and you have to go through a maze and try and get the zombies before they come after you.
Now, do the zombies, because at the other haunted houses, they can't touch you. So
no one touches anybody in this. You don't. Now, they want you to come in costumes, too. They want you to play and have fun, but you can't touch anybody, and they don't touch you. But they're, you know what? They come at you so fast. You get scared anyways. But it has so much. And then, of course, it has the escape rooms.
Well, that's different. So that's in a separate part, right?
That's when you leave the whole thing, when you're out to where the concession stands and all there, they then have an escape room. You do have to pay extra for that unless you have a VIP ticket that you bought in the beginning.
Okay, so there is a special ticket that gives you both.
And you get, and there's two escape rooms. One's considered easy, one is considered hard.
And how'd you do?
We only did the hard, and all four college graduates flunked. So.
Yeah, they're not that easy.
They aren't. It is not that easy. You have 5 minutes, and you get blown up, and we got blown up. So,
five minutes is it?
That's all you get in that room to figure it out.
Wow.
So that's the nice thing is they want to keep crowds down. So even though there's a lot of people, you go with your own group.
Right.
And then there's a spacing of about a minute or two between. So you're never bunched up with people.
So then when people left, did they go in and spray and clean for?
You have to wear masks throughout this whole thing.
Right.
If you touch anything, you have to wear these plastic gloves that they give you.
Oh, they do give you gloves? Okay.
So if you want to touch, you know, like there's tons of exhibits and there's like arms laying all over the place or a head and all that. So if you want to touch something, yes.
And you run into some of your old projects.
But you know what? It's worth going to. It was only a 50-minute drive. So it was fast from the suburbs. We left from Skokie. So that's not bad of a drive.
No, from Skokie to Joliet in 50 minutes?
It was 53 minutes altogether.
Wow.
So I was surprised.
I'm pretty impressed. You must have been speeding.
Coming back was faster, and we took 55. Instead, we did 355 going down. Coming back, we did 55 all the way to downtown Chicago and then up that way. And that only took an hour and 5 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was great. So we had a good time. I do recommend it. It's through 13th Floor Entertainment.
Right, the same people, yeah, that did the one that we went to in Schiller Park.
And it's, yeah, the same one in Schiller Park. It seems they do a lot of good stuff, and we're out of time again.
Again. Okay, so we will be here next week. Same time, same place.
And now we can see everybody at the theater.
Yeah, and we can say, see you at the theater.
See you at the theater.